This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Italian police arrested three men on Wednesday over a cable car crash that killed 14 people, saying the emergency brake system had been deactivated. A gondola on the cableway plunged to the ground Sunday, killing all aboard except a 5-year-old Israeli boy who remains in the hospital. Italian prosecutors have opened an investigation into suspected involuntary manslaughter and negligence. A police official told broadcaster RAI the suspects admitted a fork-shaped clamp had been placed on the safety brake system, preventing emergency braking from operating. The cable car had not been working properly, with brakes constantly kicking in. The clamp stopped the brakes from activating, allowing the cable car to keep functioning. Howling winds and waves, the height of double-decker buses are hitting eastern India in the country's second cyclone in as many weeks. Cyclones are a regular menace in the northern Indian Ocean, but many scientists say they are becoming more frequent and severe as climate change warms the waters of the Bay of Bengal and Arabian Sea. Barely a week after a cyclone claimed at least 155 lives in western India, another has forced the evacuation of more than 1.5 million people. The storm packed lashing rain and winds gusting to 155 kilometers, or about 95 miles an hour, the equivalent of a Category 2 hurricane. Indian authorities said Wednesday nearly 20,000 houses are damaged and more than a dozen river islands are flooded, with at least 2 dead. Bangladeshi officials say one man was killed by a falling tree as waves smashed through water defenses and inundated thousands of homes. Locals fear the situation could worsen with high tide higher than normal because of a full moon. This is VOA News. Belarus's authoritarian president is defending his action to divert a European flight that triggered EU sanctions, and he is accusing the West of waging a hybrid war to strangle the ex-Soviet nation. Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko on Wednesday denied a fighter jet was used to force a Ryanair plane to land and claims his action was a necessary response to a bomb threat. Flight controller Sunday ordered the jetliner flying over Belarus to land in the country's capital, Minsk, because of a bomb threat, and a fighter jet was scrambled to escort the plane. Once it landed, Belarusian security agents arrested a 26-year-old journalist and activist and his Russian girlfriend. Lukashenko also said in televised comments on Wednesday he believes there will be no repeat of the mass protests that erupted last summer. The comments came shortly after Belarus's exiled opposition leader said Lukashenko's opponents were preparing to stage a new phase of active anti-government protest in Belarus. Mass protests broke out last summer after Lukashenko declared victory in a presidential election his opponents say was rigged, but they lost momentum after a sweeping crackdown by authorities. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny appeared in court through a video link Wednesday for the start of hearings into complaints against conditions at his penal colony. The 44-year-old is jailed as of February, serving a 2.5-year term at a facility outside Moscow on old fraud charges he says are politically motivated. Complaints heard Wednesday center around Navalny's claims that prison authorities are refusing to provide him with books sent to him by relatives, including the Quran, and they are censoring newspaper he receives. Navalny was shown in the courtroom wearing dark prison attire with hunched shoulders, and reporters claim he was less combative Wednesday than in a previous hearing in the lead-up to his jailing in February. Last month, he ended a 24-day hunger strike initiated to protest a lack of medical attention at what is considered one of Russia's most harsh prison facilities. And South Africa's former leader Jacob Zuma pleaded not guilty on Wednesday to corruption, fraud, racketeering, and money laundering charges related to a $2 billion arms deal when he was deputy president. Zuma was later president between 2009 and 2018 and faces 18 charges relating to a 1999 deal. He claims he is the victim of a politically motivated witch hunt by a rival faction of the ruling African National Congress. Zuma also faces a separate inquiry into corruption during his time as president and is accused of accepting 500,000 rand, about $34,000 annually, from a French arms company. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.